to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I want to talk to you about the budget in a moment, but first of all, your money matters. You've had a Supreme Court win in Queensland courts against this Chinese company that went after you for $12 million. You happy?
Well, I think so. It wasn't unexpected for us because the money was ours. It was in our account. And we were suing these people for about $500 million. They're taking a quarter of $1 billion of iron ore back to China. They're continuing to do it and just not paying for it. So they wanted to blacken my reputation, which they were successful in doing, and about something which was untrue. And it got to the Supreme Court.
You never
found it very, very clear that there was no trust involved and it was all our money.
And people seem to think that you're never far away from a fight like this. It must be exhausting living this kind of existence.
You could call it struggle street if you wanted to. Oh. But the reality of it is, if someone like me can be threatened and intimidated by a foreign government, it can happen to any Australian. So I've got a duty as an Australian really to stand up for our country and for our people, our way of life and the law.
You didn't bring any of this on yourself?
Absolutely not. They sued me, and the Supreme Court said that the account was our account. It always has been our account. It's always been our money, and it's as simple as that. We sued them because they took Australian resources back to China, $250 million worth, and they didn't pay us any money for it. And I don't think any Australian wants to see foreign companies come here and exploit us.
Well, look, I don't want to try this on air, but I just want to make this clear. Was it a trust account, or, I mean, did you just dip in it to pay for your election campaign?
Well, the Supreme Court said it wasn't a trust account. It was our company's account. The account was in the name of Mineralogy, which I'm a director of, and at no time was it a trust account. That's what the Supreme Court found.
All right, well, you won the case. You mentioned Struggle Street. Before I go on to anything else, did you watch it last night?
Yeah, I sure saw a lot of it. I think, you know, it does reflect the experiences of a lot of Australians. I know I've been homeless earlier in my life. I know how difficult it is. And I think we've just got to be realistic about our country and do all we can to help people that are in a disadvantaged place. There, for the grace of God goes I. I've been a lucky Australian, really.
What is that? You say that you were like that, or you were homeless early on. What was that one thing that got you out of that?
I think what got me out of it was a thirst for more knowledge and finding out myself, my own way in life. And I think every individual, we reach a stage. I know when I was 18, I was unemployed for about a year and a half. I didn't know what I wanted to go. I didn't know what life was about. And at that time, I was fortunate that I did get some Commonwealth unemployment benefits. They got me a job as a truck driver and a cleaner, and I got going. And I realised that it was important to do the best I could in whatever I did. That's what I've always tried to do.
Do you think your message could be to every person that was on that show, featured on that show last night, that they could be a Clive Palmer?
Well, I think they can. I think that the big message is not to blame anyone. We all try to blame others for our activity and realise that our lives are in our control. And if we stay calm and we work through our things, it's far better than fighting. George Orwell is much more important than World War.
Yes, Churchill. It's, if you could fly in there and say one thing to those people, what would you try and get them to do? If there's one thing that you could change for them?
I'd just like them to love themselves and to realise that them as individuals that they're important, that they matter, and they don't need to seek approval from other people necessarily or put their faith in others, and or to argue with other people. They, they really got to chart their own course.
Yeah. Clive, it's been amazing the reaction to that show last night. I mean, the lead up to it and last night. It's been, well, why has it touched a nerve so much? Is it because we didn't know that that existed?
Well, I think all of us did in our heart. And for me personally, I've been there and been in that sort of situation. I've had some of the same emotions in my life, been able to get under them, you know. And I think all of us really care about other Australians, and we know that that's what's in our society. That's touched all of us because we want to offer a hand of friendship and help if we can.
Yeah. Would we have preferred that it wasn't on? Does it make us uncomfortable?
Well, for the politicians, it's okay because they can put it in the corner and not say anything about it and forget about it and talk in cliches.
Yeah, well, you're one of them now.
Well, I'm one of them, but I hope it hasn't destroyed me as a human being. I think, you know, the government really doesn't have a financial problem. We've got one of the lowest debt levels in the world, and we can afford at this time to try to create some growth in our economy to give people jobs and hope for the future.
Wait, so
want to do that.
You're saying we shouldn't have a struggle street. There shouldn't be one existing in this country.
Well, Australia represents about 3% of the world's economy. We've got about 0.2% of the population. So we've got really 30% more time revenue assets per capita than the average person living on the planet. And we should be able to organise ourselves to sort things out. The fact that things get worse in this country is just an indictment on the current government, whatever party it's from. It can't be as the previous one.
It's an interesting conversation, though, because if you give $1 million to one person, they'll blow it all in a month and be living the same way. You give $1 million to another person and they'll build a hospital. I mean, you know, there are two different sorts of people in the world, Clive.
Well, I think the first thing is to realise the most important thing for me in my life has been to have a warm bed at night, to have someone that loves me, and to have a hot meal. And anything beyond that's really a distraction, like playing golf, you see the water. You don't want to get in the water. All these things in life we have are distractions, but everybody knows when they get to bed at night with their partner and talked about life and they take off their mask, that's what it's all about. So those basic three things is not so much. You know, I've had millions of dollars, billions of dollars. It hasn't made any difference to who you are and what you believe. But you've got to have a strong sense of self-worth and discipline and realise that money's not what's the most important thing. How we respect and treat other people is what really matters.
Well, it's good chatting to you about it. I wanted to ask you about the Australian Federal Police. You've been critical about the way they operate. You saw that press conference the other day around the Bali Nine. Did you buy it?
No, I didn't. I was very disappointed about it. Of course, what they said is they'd do the same thing again, and that's why I'm bringing my private members' bill. Whether it gets through Parliament or not, I don't know, but I can only do the best I can. I mean, it's appalling that here was one father who went to the police and told them what his son was plotting to do in this country and begged them to arrest him and not let him go to Indonesia. Of course, it's a crime under the Criminal Code of Queensland, where Scott was, to conspire to commit a crime.
Yeah.
And all the federal police had to do was ring up the state police and have him arrested. Instead of doing that, they failed to do their duty because they didn't arrest him. They didn't allow him to leave the country after he'd committed a crime on Australian soil. So he suffered a worse fate in Indonesia. Really, that's not their judgment. You know, the Australian people employing them to do their job. If they know there's a crime taking place, they should do all they can to prevent it.
They were upset at the use of terms like blood on their hands. Would you extend that term to the way they acted?
Well, certainly. Why didn't they arrest him when he'd broken the law in Australia by conspiring to do a crime? Only so he could go to Indonesia and face the death penalty. That's what it was about. And certainly that's not the sort of behaviour you want from any public servant, which, after all, the Australian Federal Police is just the same as the clerk in the Department of the Social Security. They're all public servants serving our country, and we don't believe in the death penalty. And they conspired to make sure that that would be imposed on other people.
Well, what would you do with it? If you had a blank sheet here for the AFP, would you overhaul the whole bloody thing?
Yeah, I would. I would look, it's a very arrogant situation when two people have died, albeit that they were guilty of a crime, and they could have been arrested in Australia because they'd breached Australian laws, but a father had gone to the Australian Federal Police through his solicitor and barrister to try to protect his son, and these guys decided to allow his son to go to Indonesia knowing he could be killed. And he was originally given the death sentence. Now, you know, policing's about trust between the community and the police force. We want to trust our police and we want to help them and assist them, but we don't want them to conspire to kill our children. And when someone goes seeking help from a federal government public servant and they seek to do them harm and they know what the consequences will be, and then 6 years later, after two people have died, they arrogantly stand up and refuse to accept responsibility and say we'll do it again. Well, it's time to sack those police officers. I'd call for the Deputy Commissioner to resign.
That's a hell of a line you dropped there, Clive, which was that conspired to kill our children.
Well, what else is it? You know, they know that these people have committed a crime in Australia by conspiring to import drugs to the country. They've got a duty to the Crown to uphold the law. They fail to do their duty and arrest them, only so they can go to Indonesia to be arrested, knowing that they could face the death penalty. Now, they're not stupid, although they may act stupid at times.
Mr. Palmer, just before I let you go, I appreciate your thoughts on everything, but the budget, what are you going to be watching out for?
I'm going to be looking for any stimulus methods to create jobs and employment in this country and get some growth going ahead. And, of course, that's what we need to do so we get people out of Struggle Street into enterprise. And the government's got the ability to do it, but whether the two-party system will allow it to happen, I don't know.